This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
486333.
Live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You'll need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we see it, and then from that point forward, you can easily call us on Skype. And you'll sound good. You'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us in some cases. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Coming up here tonight, we always bring stuff to the table that we think you're going to find interesting. On the way, we're going to talk about Calexit, the potential future exit from the United States of the state of California. Will they be the first state to go?
I hope so.
Well, they've got some momentum. I don't care who goes first. I just want someone to go first. That way others will follow. We can talk more about what's going on with Calexit, and also there's some crazy news, interesting news out of the Philippines. Sounds promising that you've got that story.
I'll have to find that story.
I'll pull it up if need be.
I know that I had the story, yeah. But I did not save it in my show prep folder.
But that's not where we're starting tonight. We're going to start with the breaking-ish news. I mean, not really that breaking. I guess it broke late yesterday or today.
No, it was a couple hours
ago. Was it today? Because I thought I heard it on the news this morning when I woke up.
Well, there was the ruling that happened on Friday.
No, there's a more recent
and
one.
And then there was the... Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that made a ruling today.
About the Trump travel ban, the one
yes.
that bans people from seven different countries, mostly Muslim countries,
yes.
from coming into the United States. It happened, what, a week ago? Friday,
27th.
Last Friday? Yeah, and then there was an immediate court ruling that put a stay on it for a week, and then at the end of that week, one federal judge said he was not going to extend the stay, but then a couple hours later on Friday, another federal judge, I believe in Washington State,
correct,
ruled that the stay on the order that Trump gave should stay indefinitely, or I don't know for what period of time, but that it should go nationwide as well.
Right, and there's supposed to be a court hearing tomorrow on Monday, and after the judge in Washington State made his ruling, the full Ninth Circuit wound up issuing a ruling.
This weekend?
Today.
Today, okay.
Today, Sunday, February 5th.
It came in on a Sunday for this.
Yes, it came in on a Sunday. The timestamp on the article from antiwar.com is 4:44 p.m.
Wow, okay. So what happened?
Just a couple hours. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today ruled against a push by the Trump administration to reverse rulings by lower courts forbidding the enforcement of Trump's travel ban executive order, meaning the order cannot be enforced, at least for now, pending an expected flurry of future litigation. This means everyone who could have legally traveled to the United States prior to Trump signing the executive order can enter for now, which has led to a rush of permanent residents and other legal visa holders trying to get back into the country before another court ruling puts the ban back in place.
Yeah, it's been back and forth. It's been crazy.
Antiwar.com continues by saying this is a struggle for many, as some of those who were in flight when the original ban was signed had their paperwork seized by officials when they landed and are struggling to get duplicates of the paperwork. Likewise, some airlines are reportedly unclear on where the ban legally stands, and many immigration lawyers are making calls trying to get people onto airplanes. President Trump was livid at the inability to keep the travel ban in place, railing at the so-called judge in Washington who initially blocked enforcement of the ban.
Who was a Bush appointee, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Bush the Younger. Right. George W., yep. Not George H.W. And Trump also declared that if anything bad happens, Americans should blame that judge as well as the overall court system.
Wow.
The Department of Justice even went so far as to argue that the appeals court...
Now, hold on. Before you go on, I mean, look, this is what makes Trump so entertaining. I mean, the fact that he would go out and lash out... Now, look, I agree with the courts that they should have struck this down, but the fact that, you know, Trump is like saying, screw this judge.
The so-called judge.
Right.
Quote, the so-called right. judge.
Forget, you know, the justice system, blaming the entire justice system. I mean, just to throw that out there like he has done seems unprecedented. It doesn't seem like anything that any of his predecessors would ever have done.
Also,
to indict another branch of the government like that.
I don't know. I think John Adams probably
right,
would have acted
way back.
Similarly. Well, you said none
okay,
of his
fine.
Predecessors.
How about in my lifetime?
John Adams, for those of you wondering why I'm saying yeah. John Adams is the one that, you know, wound up pushing through parts of the Alien and Sedition Acts to where it was perfectly okay to talk bad about the vice president, Thomas Jefferson, but how dare you say anything negative about the president?
The president. Okay.
That, sir, is a crime. But talk bad about the vice president all you want.
On Twitter, Donald Trump says, just cannot believe a judge would put our country in such peril. If something happens, blame him and court system. People pouring in. Bad.
Okay, and this is more evidence. Like, you know, this is exhibit number 347,914 of why Twitter is horrible for intelligent conversation.
Oh, I hate Twitter. For you can't communicate anything useful. Or very little in 140 characters.
Right. Like, I struggle. When I do live tweeting yeah. of court hearings, I struggle to try to fit things into brief
right.
little
you
sentences.
You do a good job with it. I mean, you know, for what it is, it's an interesting platform in that so
right.
many people use it, and it is a way to hear directly from an individual as opposed to their handlers in a lot of cases. To, in theory, reach out to people that you otherwise
right.
wouldn't be able to reach. But, man, 140 characters is crippling.
Right. And, again, if you're trying to live tweet a court case, well, not everybody's going to see every tweet that you sent. So you'll send
right.
something short, and then you start getting people replying to you. What's this mean?
Right.
Well, go read the other 200 tweets that I've sent out in the last 3 hours.
Yeah, and I just find that it's a clunky kind of system.
Yes.
I'm not an expert at it, but I'm trying to, like, follow a thread. Whenever I see that somebody will tag me in some sort of comment, I'm like, well, what is this in relation to? And, like, it, just to kind of click around to try to find the
yeah.
whole thread.
Well, they do have something to where you can click, like, view entire conversation,
yeah.
but if somebody doesn't respond directly to a tweet, mm-hmm. then you miss stuff. And
yeah.
I've seen people where, you know, somebody will tag me in something, and you can tell, obviously, this is in the middle of a conversation, but because nothing started off as a full response to somebody else, you're missing stuff. And I don't know what any of this means. Screw it.
But, I like the fact that Trump is communicating directly. I think that's interesting. I like the fact that he's willing to just call out what he considers to be a spade in this case, even though I don't agree with him
right.
on it. I have an appreciation for that from him.
I can...
It's different.
It's definitely different.
But
does this make him more transparent? Because remember, Barack Obama vowed to have the most transparent...
Yeah.
administration ever.
How'd that work out?
So, you know, just because he's tweeting stuff doesn't mean that he's being transparent with his presidency.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that he was tweeting, you know, he's doing that himself, and he's doing it fairly often, and seems different.
Are led to believe he's doing it himself. He might have an aide that winds up actually tweeting things that he
dictates. It says the real Donald Trump, doesn't it? It must be true.
Right, but again, that doesn't mean that he's not, you know, paying aide to actually tweet things. And there was an interesting story to where he had a typo in one of his tweets.
And he corrected it.
He deleted the one with the typo and posted a new one, and then somebody from the National Archives said, this might actually be a violation because all documents are supposed to be preserved.
But it wasn't an official government document, so...
Doesn't matter. He's the president. All of his documents are supposed to be preserved.
Really?
Yes.
Even his personal Twitter account? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Somehow I doubt the prosecutor is not going to be filing charges. It's Free Talk Live.
Following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're live here on Sunday with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And big thanks to everybody who might be listening to us during the big game, right? You don't need to have the volume turned up for that. You can listen to Free Talk Live and watch it at the same time. Doesn't have to be either or. So anyway, we're here for you. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Of course, a lot of times the big game. Are you allowed to say?
I was just going to say. You keep calling it the big game.
Are we allowed to say? If it's not in a commercial, is it? You could say it, right? Super Bowl. You can say that.
That is the name of the game. It is Super Bowl 51. Also, you'll see it written out with the Roman numeral Super Bowl LI.
But don't they sue people who use that in the commercial? Or something?
If it's being used as, come to our restaurant and watch the Super Bowl. We're having a Super Bowl party at Slappy Joe's Slap Shop.
Uh-huh.
Then they're using the name Super Bowl to attract, so they're trying to use it for commercial gain.
I see.
So you could say Super Bowl all day long.
Okay.
As long as you're not using it for, some sort of commercial purpose, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Speaking of that game, the Atlanta Falcons currently have a 7-0 lead over the hated New England Patriots. It is in the second quarter.
They hated. What, do people hate them or something like that?
Yes.
Not around here.
We live here. In New England, Ian.
I know. So, everywhere else, people hate them? Is it because they're so successful? Is that why they're hated?
Because they're so successful and because their coach is accused of being a cheater.
Ooh. Right. It's more the...
Was that with the whole inflatable balls thing?
So, that was one of the things. Yeah. That was the quarterback, not the coach.
Yeah.
There was another controversy that they called Spygate, where Bill Belichick was alleged to have...
Is that the coach?
That's the coach. Was alleged to have hired people to... go watch other teams' practices and take pictures of the sideline staff giving signals
to try to figure out
what the signals are.
Right.
Who does Tony Dungy coach? Or is he still a coach?
I don't think he's been a coach for several years.
Now, hold on. He said there was a rival NFL coach who said that he and his assistants would not, they would not speak to each other in Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play.
Because they'd be monitored
or something? Would go out and go into the bathroom and turn the faucet on in the sink or something.
Because of the spy thing?
Anything important. Because they didn't trust Bill Belichick not to have their quarters rigged up with microphones.
Now, is it illegal to go and watch a practice and observe? I mean, that seems like it might be totally fine.
You can go watch a practice, but it's against NFL rules to
take a picture?
Not to take a picture
of the signs.
It's against the NFL rules for one team to try to, get an unfair advantage by figuring out what the signs are of the other team and what their codes are.
Okay, so you're not supposed to take pictures of them giving codes. That's what you're saying.
Correct. If you, as a fan, Ian, go to a football practice and you take pictures all day long,
that's okay.
That's okay, but if you sell those pictures to another football team,
they're not supposed to do that.
That's against the NFL rules. You're not going to prison for it.
No, right. I didn't say that. No, that's why I meant illegal under their system. Did they get in trouble for that? Was it proven, or was that just they were taking pictures?
I don't remember what the outcome was, but it was debated for most of a season several years ago about whether or not there was any actual impropriety or if it was just a bunch of circumstantial evidence that could lead one to conclude that there was impropriety. Again, I don't remember, but it was called Spygate. And then the Deflategate thing, they actually measured the balls and found out that some of the balls had less air in them than what they should have had. And for that, Tom Brady wound up being suspended for 4 games.
Tom Brady is the quarterback.
Well, if there's less air in the football.
The rules say the PSI, so that's pounds per square inch of air inside the football, has to be in a certain range.
Yeah.
And there
and
was
if it's less,
less
than that, what does it do, though? Like, what is the effect
as
on
the quarterback,
ball?
It allows you to get a better grip and squeeze it a little better for
and
when
throw
you throw it.
Interesting.
Whereas if it's overinflated, you can't get a good grip on it, and the throw's not going to necessarily be as good.
Right. So you got to get a good grip on the ball. It's always important.
Yes.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, Daryl, you've got you may or may not have money riding on the Falcons.
I will neither confirm nor deny $20 and 1% of a Bitcoin.
And Acapulco is coming up, and it's coming up fast. Basically 20 days, so 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks. It starts on February 25th and goes through the 28th. It's the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. It's going to be loaded up with hundreds of principled anarchists and voluntarists who'll be sharing ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. It's coming up in less than 3 weeks at this point, February 25th through the 28th. Go to anarchapulco.com and get your tickets locked in there. Now, is there more to this story about the court? There is a federal appeals court, the Ninth Circuit Court, did go ahead and back up a judge who had ruled against the Trump travel ban.
Correct.
So right now, nationwide, the Trump travel ban is on hold. It has been blocked temporarily until further court hearings, as I understand it.
And the next court hearing is Monday. So
which court?
Tomorrow.
Do you know offhand which one?
I am not sure. I think it might be the full Ninth Circuit.
Oh, so it was only a portion of it?
Right, because they've got, you know, like the three-judge panel of...
That they called in over the weekend.
And I'm guessing, based on what I'm piecing together here from antiwar.com and the Washington Post, it sounds as though it was, you know, only part of the Ninth Circuit. There's further action on Monday. The DOJ said it would not elevate the dispute to the Supreme Court prior to that. Antiwar.com says the DOJ even went so far as to argue to the appeals court that it was improper for the lower court to engage in second guessing of a president, saying that constitutional separations of power entitled Trump to make such wholesale bans without having to worry about courts questioning him.
Well, guys, I'm actually a little confused about about Trump's original order.
Sure.
There's a 90-day travel ban for certain folks.
Correct.
People from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Yemen.
Sudan.
And Libya?
You said Libya?
I didn't say Libya,
okay.
I don't think.
Libya.
If they are refugees from those countries, then it's 120 days?
Correct. And if they're refugees from Syria, it's an indefinite ban.
So is that just like a 90-day buffer, or is it after 90 days from now, is this just going to all disappear?
Unless it's extended.
Right. Unless they wind up saying, this worked, we're extending it.
Okay.
We are going to continue, and you are welcome to share your thoughts. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. Plus, on the way, we'll talk about Calexit, the hopefully inevitable secession of California from the United States, which hopefully will also start a domino effect. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype on in here to the show at username lrn.fm. Live Sunday show with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Still to come tonight, we can talk Calexit, the hopeful secession of California from the United States. Also, economics in one lesson. We've got to get to chapter 13. We've been going chapter by chapter in this book that anybody can read for free. It's available online by Henry Hazlitt, so we need to get into that as
chapter
well.
Chapter 13 out of 26 in my book.
Oh, good, good. So we're almost halfway there. Very exciting. So all that coming up here, we're still talking about the courts that are milling about making different decisions on this Trump travel ban. You've got the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most recent court today, making the decision to continue the ban on the ban, so to stop the ban from being implemented, sort of to
Correct.
Return things to their normal way of going about airports and such. I wasn't really clear on when this expires. It's like basically they've got another day until the full court hears it, essentially.
That's what it appears to be.
So we may get another ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the full Ninth Circuit Court, as soon as possibly tomorrow on this.
Correct. And again, I'm piecing together, skimming an article from the Washington Post, read an entire article from antiwar.com, and there's a deadline, and I believe the... I don't know what time zone these times are that they have where it says the next few days will be telling for the future of the president's executive order. The appeals court asked those challenging the ban to file written arguments by 4 a.m. Eastern on Monday.
Jeez.
And asked the DOJ to reply by 6 p.m. Eastern.
On Monday.
They could then, correct, they could then schedule a hearing or make a ruling on whether the ban should remain on hold. So after they get written documents from both, because federal courts can decide we can make a decision without actually hearing from anybody, or they can decide we have some questions, we need to have oral arguments.
And presumably if they're going to have oral arguments, they will extend the ban on the ban. They'll extend the stay until the oral arguments, until a full case is heard, presumably.
That's generally what happens, I believe.
Right. So that's the latest, unless there's more that you feel is necessary to share.
Anything else, I would just be picking random paragraphs from the Washington Post and hoping it's something relevant.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something that I consider to be relevant. It would be interesting, you know, if this was an advertisement on the Super Bowl tonight, a Calexit advertisement, you know, promoting the idea of secession.
Well, before we talk about promoting secession, let's talk about whether or not these Super Bowl ads even work.
Okay, because we went there a little bit. We talked about the big game versus the Super Bowl and the advertising prohibitions out there. So we all know that a lot of the talk around the Super Bowl is talk about the advertisements. It seems like almost...
People remember the ads. Yeah. I remember the one and... I hope I remember this correctly, where there's the dog that's like a young puppy, and there's the young pony colt thing of the Clydesdale pony, and they're like playing together, and then, you know, they both wind up growing up, and the Clydesdale's then leading the Budweiser beer truck, or not the truck, but the beer wagon, and the dog's all full grown, and he's running alongside. So, you know, like, it's this sweet tale of the two animals that grew up together, and they're both, you know, like, leading the way to promote Budweiser beer.
And now they're full-grown mascots for alcohol.
And it's not even good beer. It's not even good beer. But, you know, like, those are always memorable. The Budweiser commercials are always memorable.
I remember
there's
the
one where the Clydesdale's playing football and he kicks the
field
goal.
Didn't they have Bud Bowl? Do they still do Bud Bowl?
They've not done Bud Bowl in a long time.
That's one that I remember.
Yeah, where is Bud versus Bud Light?
Yeah.
What about the Lingerie Bowl?
That one. Was it who was the advertiser? Like Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I don't know if that still happens or not. But, you know, people remember some of these. There was the very famous.
I can't
probably
remember a single one right now. I'm trying to think of one, too.
I would have to be prompted. And
probably
I'd be like, oh,
the most memorable Super Bowl ad ever was Apple Computers. Don't let 1984 be like 1984.
And what
the
year
Apple
was this?
Mac was in 1984.
Okay.
The Apple Macintosh was going on sale.
Wow.
And so, you know,
remember
the
that?
Year, I remember it, and I just watched the ad not too long ago because I saw something pop up that said it's been on this date in 1984 is when the Macintosh first went on sale.
Huh.
And I was like, I've got to watch this ad again because it's just so memorable. Hmm. There's the people sitting in this room, and there's the big talking head thing on a screen, and an American Olympic athlete is running, and she's the only one that's not in, like, this dark gray sort of
bodysuit
thing. Not necessarily a bodysuit, but, you know, she's wearing, you know, like, the Olympic red and white, you know, white little...
She's standing out.
Right. White tank top and red shorts, and she's running with this thing in her hand, and she's being followed by marching stormtrooper-like things. And then she gets into the room, and she spins around a few times and throws this big sledgehammer thing, and it cracks the screen. And that's where it then says, don't let 1984 be like 1984. But that's probably the most memorable ad ever.
Hmm. Now, was that focused against a competitor or just the general?
Just the general of, it's 1984, the future is changing, you can now have a computer in your house.
Also, speaking of 1984, that is the Van Halen album, 1984, is the last one that David Lee Roth was the lead singer of the band with. And then after that, it was Sammy Hagar.
So, you know, some of these ads are very memorable, but do they work? Well, there was a study done a couple of years ago that found that 80% of Super Bowl ads do not sell anything.
It's branding.
It's all about branding, yeah. But they don't wind up causing sales to happen.
Sure.
The article comes from Advertising Age, where they say the famous John Wanamaker quote about half of advertising spending being wasted may not apply to the Super Bowl. A study by research firm Communicus suggests 80% of ads don't sell anything. And the number here is going to be a little off because this is from 2014, where it says, indeed, the $4 million advertisers spend for a 30-second big game ad actually buys a much bigger chance that their ads will not work, according to the firm. In general, Communicus found that about 60% of ads that it tests does not do anything to increase purchase or purchase intent. Mm-hmm. The firm reached its Super Bowl conclusions through interviews with more than 1,000 consumers before and after they were exposed to ads both 2012 and 2013.
Okay, hold on. The 60%, is that talking about advertising overall?
Correct.
Okay, so in any venue, what they're saying is 60% of advertising does not do anything to increase intent to purchase or purchase.
Correct.
Okay.
And
on the Super Bowl, it's 80%.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
And again, they interviewed more than 1,000 consumers before and after the Super Bowls in both 2012 and 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Before the games, they asked people what they've purchased recently and what they intend to purchase in categories that they know that will include Super Bowl advertisers. Then they followed up with the same group of people within the next couple of weeks, asking similar questions as well as others in order to gauge whether consumers actually saw any of these Super Bowl ads for various brands.
Let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us here. And if you've got something about, you know, what's the controversial ad? Is there a controversial ad this year? I haven't heard about it yet. But there's usually one of them. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver. And that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition. We're here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE, that allows you to dial in and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about advertising, specifically the Super Bowl, where a study that you're telling us about, Daryl, has determined that Super Bowl ads are even less likely to generate sales than your typical advertising out there. This media study was looking at Super Bowl 2012 and 2013.
Correct.
They interviewed 1,000 people who were intending to watch and then interviewed them before and after. And we were just about to get into that. We're going to get deeper in here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, what are the advertisements that people are abuzz about this year? Because everybody, you know, well, I guess not everybody, but a lot of people pay attention before the Super Bowl even happens. What are the ads going to be? Because the companies that put ads on during the Super Bowl do put a lot of money into them. They Yes. are a little bit better produced than your average.
Right. So in addition to spending, you know, somewhere around like $4 or $5 million
for 30 seconds.
Then you have the production cost, and because Right. some of these are, you know, produce like little miniature movies.
Hollywood actors, you know.
Yeah, you've got, you know, these big name actors coming in. They've got huge budgets
Right.
for the actual production.
Yeah, they're probably dropping
well.
$10 million on one of these ads.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
So, you know, are they effective? Apparently not as much as you might think. We'll get into that. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Plus, I also want to let you know about MyPillow. Now, you can get your MyPillow for half off by using code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live over at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. I've been using mine since early 2016. Daryl, you've got one as well.
Yes.
And, you know, if it wasn't a great pillow, I would not be using it. And I continue to use it because it really is nice. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable. So you can put it in the washer. You can put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. You get one for half price by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. And if you don't like it for some reason, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can ship it back to MyPillow, and they'll send you your purchase price back. So they really stand behind their product, and they stand behind it further with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Carl is on the line in New Jersey listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Carl.
Hi. I'm glad you're on two nights now instead of one like you were before here.
Me too. Yeah. So you can call the program director there at WPG and tell him thank you for that.
I will. Thanks. I want to bring up a subject that nobody talks about on radio except me. In Acover Township, there's a transgender student there, a she that wants to be a he. And then she has her guardian. They're suing the public school system because students have not called her by the he name she wanted. My opinion, until she gets a reassignment surgery, I don't know, $5,000, $50,000, $100,000, that's what it said it costs. They say it says 0.3% of Americans are transgender. And as far as I'm concerned, until she gets reassignment surgery, which in her case would maybe you could call it hardware, she does not belong in the restrooms, the lockers, or the shower.
Let me see if I can clarify something. Obviously, it's the first time I've heard about this case. Are you really saying that they're suing based on what the other students are doing? Because there'd be no standing for that lawsuit. Or is it the staff of the school that is not respecting?
Yeah, I think there's standing there. Because I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but I think a person could take it to court and say that the staff is not doing what they need to do to stop, to corral the other students from behaving improperly.
Well, there was a little of that because when she emailed the teacher, she thought she was going to have, and she had different ones. The one of them had her as a student a couple of years before and called her by her she name, and she went and complained about it. Well, the teacher said, well, 2 years ago I had her in a class, and she it was her she name. I didn't know she wanted to be called by his he name. So, and plus the student, she wanted them all disciplined. All of them disciplines that didn't call her by the he name, and I'm there like, jeez. But here's my, go ahead.
We'll get to that here in a moment. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think that people's choices should be respected. I think that, you know, this is not a choice that somebody would, I think, make lightly in general. And, you know, while an elementary school student may not have full ability to understand the ramifications of these decisions, ultimately, when somebody makes a choice like that, especially a choice that will likely result in people making fun of them and treating them rudely, that's a pretty serious choice to make. So I think that the school staff should respect the choice of the individual, but I don't think that it should be an actionable lawsuit if they do not. And further, I certainly don't think that the other little brats in any way should be legally liable for not calling somebody by the proper pronoun. I mean, it's just to me that I think that suit's going to get kicked out if indeed it's based on what the kids are saying.
So I found an article here from Sure News Today, and I hope it's the right thing. An Egg Harbor Township high school student.
Oh, is high school?
17-year-old.
Okay, so she's fully aware of the possible ramifications here.
Correct. So suit claims, among other things, that the school district is responsible because it failed to have a policy prohibiting the environment and because staff members were, quote, engaged in and willfully indifferent to the harassment.
Well,
so they've seen that the student's making fun and the staff has not stepped in to do something.
Correct.
Right, but here's my point. Because of what you spoke about, misfits back in the day when you were in school and always, but is this, do you think bringing lawsuits or trying to make people accept you will make them accept you? I don't think so.
No, I think it's the wrong way to go about it. I think it's, I guess I understand where they're coming from. Of course, I'm against government schools in general. The idea of this suit is, if indeed the school has a policy against bullying, and I suspect that it does.
Most schools do.
If indeed there's a policy against bullying, then they should be not allowing kids, if they are aware of it, they should not be allowing kids to bully one another. And that can include not just fighting, but also verbal abuse. And so I understand, since they're suing based on that, they may actually have it
a chance here. But ultimately, you're right, Carl. Forcing people to respect you, forcing yep. people to respect your choice is the complete wrong way to go about it, because what you're actually right. going to do is create resentment. And, you know, right. by forcing these people to follow these rules, they're just going to talk under their breath. They're going to talk behind this person's back, and it's ultimately going to just make her all the more hated by these people. And I think that they're definitely going about the right way, the wrong way. The right way to handle this situation is to get the hell out of the school. I mean, stop yeah. sending your kids to government schools, period, whoever you are, regardless of right. you know, whether or not your kid is transgender, because there's yeah. you know, everybody gets made fun of for something in school. I mean, it must have happened yeah. to all of us.
Right, and I agree with you. I think there should be vouchers and private schools that you should be able to go to. Guess what? I don't care what this government school say.
I'm opposed to the concept of vouchers because what happens is the government is still stealing the money, and then they're giving the money to somebody that they can use at a school that's not the government school, and then there's all kinds of strings attached to accepting the money.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
The government.
So let's just, you know, stop stealing money from people and allow them to, you know, pay for their child's education in a way that they see fit.
Boy, I hope that happens in our lifetime because education would get a whole lot better. Carl, any other comments you want to make on this?
Well, the last thing is it could be later on that could hurt her when she goes to get a job. They could see her Facebook post or something. They'll say, oh, yeah, don't hold your breath waiting for us to hire you because we don't want lawsuits in our business.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying there, that if she's a litigious person, it may be more of her parents than her. But thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate it. Or she, was it a she turning into a he?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And Ian, I wanted to introduce the idea that the idea of positive rights can create a slippery slope like this that can lead to these kinds of lawsuits, because if somebody has a right to an education is pretty tough to, you can't define it precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can create a lawsuit telling you that they're not getting their rightful education for whatever reason, and they can start filing lawsuits.
Right. The positive right is the idea that you have a right to someone else to provide something for you, as opposed to a negative right is the right essentially to be left alone, the right not to be violated.
Right. A negative right is something that no one has a legitimate ability to prevent you from having.
Our toll-free number, whether you want to talk about rights or Super Bowl ads, we'll find out what the controversial ones are, because there's always going to be at least one.
84-LUMBER.
Where people are talking. Well, apparently Budweiser's got one, too, and they're both related to immigration. 855-450-FREE. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple press, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Pure Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.